Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 353. Why the Lord Permits Desperate Experiences. There are times when everything has seemed to go wrong, and deep, dark disappointment overwhelms us. The temptation is fierce for us to think that the Lord has forsaken us. But He has promised solemnly, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The Father withdrew His beams of light from His only Son while He hung on His cross. Jesus screamed in agony, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The Father never truly forsook His only Son, but He was forced to permit Jesus to feel totally forsaken, so that we should never have to feel that way. To feel totally forsaken by the Lord is a terrible experience. And for one to believe it would be a sin, for He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Yes, to disbelieve what the Lord has promised would be a sin, which we would want to repent of immediately. To be tempted is not itself sin. Thus, it is not a sin to feel forsaken by the Lord. The sin comes when we believe Satan's lie to disbelieve what God has promised. What Satan wants is to break our hold on the Lord and thus to separate our souls from Him. Satan wants to drag us out into the cold, dark emptiness of hell, which is eternal forsakenness by the Lord. Jesus has saved us from that, forever. Now make your heart choice to believe that truth. Pray with the distraught Father in Mark 9, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." You can never perish while you cling to that desperate prayer. Why does the Lord permit you to go through this desperate experience? So you can from now on work side by side with Him to help other people who are so tempted. There are many. And He needs you to work with Him. The only voice He has is your voice. The only hands He has are yours.